How's it going, everybody? This is Victor from Bread and Barley in downtown Covina, and I am on Beer Buzz Network with the guys from Beer Geek Radio.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen, beer geeks of the world? Welcome to Beer Geek Radio. We are here on location for the finals of the Saison de Beer Geek Tournament, and it is I, your host, Brad, and I'm joined by my co-hosts who have joined me on this journey. Say hello, gentlemen.
What's up, guys? This is Steven.
And this is Christopher Martin, a.k.a. Francisco Fuggles, Frankie Fuggs, checking in.
Frankie Fuggs.
That's for my buddies over at SoCal Brew Crew. They came up with that one.
That's your new rap name.
Yeah, I like it.
Nice. So as I said, we're here for the finals of the Saison de Beer Geek Tournament. This episode is brought to you by the National Orange Show Brewfest and the Los Angeles International Beer Competition. For more information, check them out at labeercomp.com. And it's been a great tournament, and they come to an end all the same way, with one great finals episode and a great battle and a champion. So,
yeah, but sadness afterwards.
Yeah,
but we couldn't ask for a better location to do the final.
Chris, you're very correct about that. Where are we at?
We are at Bread and Barley in Covina.
Yeah, it's a really nice morning, and we're here at Bread and Barley, as Chris said, in Covina, a really nice gastropub with a great tap list and an even better menu, and they're playing host to us today for the Saison Tournament Finals, and we've got Boulevard Tank 7 against Prairie Artisan Prairie Ale, which was your dark horse, Chris.
It was. I'm not surprised to see it in the finals.
No. After having it twice in the earlier rounds, I can see exactly where Chris was coming from. I remember when we started this whole thing, Chris was one of the ones that said, hey, you got to have Prairie Artisan Ales in there because that's a great one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a minor Prairie fanboy too, though. I like most of their lineup. I have not been disappointed very much for their beers.
It's a solid beer. Really solid lineup, and they do a Saison very, very well.
But so not to leave Boulevard out. They do some outstanding stuff as well, and Tank 7, it's made it this far. Outstanding beer, great product, and it deserved its spot in the finals here.
Yeah. Both of them have their work cut out for them in this round.
Yeah, and they both earned their positions today. So I'm really excited to see how they will match up, because obviously in these tournaments it's all about matchups. We've seen some pretty good ones so far, obviously highlighted by Boulevard Tank 7 and Prairie Artisan that are going to be duking it out today. Mm-hmm. And you guys know how this works. We're not going to change up the format from normal finals episodes because we are on location. We will have two Saisons in our glasses labeled A and B. We will not know which ones are which. It is a true blind taste test. We're going to offer up a review and some commentary, and then we're going to pick a winner. And that one will eventually be crowned our Saison de Beer Geek champion. I'm thoroughly excited. Before we break, we do have a quick tale of the tape so you guys can follow along. First, Boulevard Tank 7 is a Saison farmhouse style registered in at 8.5% alcohol. The journey here was in the quarters. It took out Modern Times and Lomaland, which was a great, great matchup. And Lomaland almost went on with that.
Yeah, that was a nail biter.
It really was. And the semis, Tank 7 took out Hennepin, which is another classic Saison. So that was actually a really, like, pretty much a dream matchup.
Yeah.
And Tank 7 took that one. So Tank 7's aggregate weighted average score is a 3.97 between Beer Advocate and Rate Beer. Good for a 96, putting it in the top 5% of all Saisons. So it's definitely an elite level Saison. And then the Prairie Artisan Ale is also a Saison style beer at 8.2%. In the quarters, it took out Stone Saison. And then in the semifinals, it took out my pick to win the whole thing, Firestone Walker's Open. And then the Beer Advocate Rate Beer weighted score is a 3.92, good for a 95. So just a hair under Tank 7. So this is going to be close, yeah. Even on paper.
It was a nice little rundown. I felt like I was listening to Joe Rogan on UFC.
Yeah, and our tale of the tape. So with all that being said, you guys know how this is going to work. You guys know where we're at, and you guys know the two beers that we're going to be judging today. So who's ready to get the show on the road?
Oh, I'm already taking my headphones off. I'm getting more beer.
Who's not ready to get the show on the road?
That's a better question.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll be back in just a second with two mystery beers labeled A and B and some great judging. And stay tuned for the champion to being crowned in a Saison de Beer Geek tournament. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Well, we're back. And I would like to remind you guys, make sure you leave nothing on the table here because it is the finals. So this is the last of the Saison de Beer Geek tournament, at least the first annual one.
Oh, yeah.
One,
I'm glad. I'm glad our producer, Stephanie, gave us pretty full pours because I'm going to need every last drop.
Yeah, I'm not leaving anything on the table except an empty glass.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point.
I might not even leave that.
I think...
all right.
Yeah, I think based on the success of the tournament that we've had so far, I think it's safe to say that we will probably do another one of these sometime in the future.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think this, I think I could speak for all of us when I say that this has been our favorite tournament so far.
I would say it's definitely been probably one of the toughest to judge. Mm-hmm. And it's been very, very fun. Before we move into.
Unpredictable.
Yeah, very unpredictable. But before we move into tasting and smelling really quickly in rapid fire format, what was your favorite matchup, Steven?
Let's see. That would have to be probably the last episode that we did last week.
Okay.
That one was really
good. What about you, Chris?
I would have to go with Loma Land against Tank 7.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say Loma Land against Tank 7. That was a great, great matchup.
Yeah, we touched on it earlier, but there was two conflicting styles. One was more rustic, traditional, and the other one was that bright, floral, hoppy, newer style American Saison, and it was just, they were so close and so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a very, very tough, and it was honestly one of the things I liked about it too, is that it was the first matchup,
yeah.
And it was a great way to kick this tournament off.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of let everybody know what to expect.
And it went off with a bang.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and shut up now and bury my nose into a glass. Let's get the aroma on Beer A and the appearance as well. Right off the bat, beautiful golden color.
Mm-hmm.
Not too hazy, a little cloudy, but definitely not as cloudy as B.
Got great carbonation. In it.
Yes. Great bubbles, a lot of carb, great white head, pillowy. Mine's about, I'd say, just over a quarter of an inch thick in my taster glass.
Yeah, I've actually got head on my glassware this time. This is incredible.
Woohoo!
Yeah. It's actually pretty thick, too.
Oh, the smell.
Oh, yeah. That's that familiar aroma.
Oh, yeah. So right off the bat, I'm getting a funky, kind of a hoppy, nice notes of that barnyard funk.
Yeah, getting some barnyard funk. It's got that Belgian yeast profile to it.
I love
nice,
so much.
Bubblegum kind of smell.
Yep. Kind of a citrusy thing going on in the back end.
A little bit of citrus and a little bit of that, a little bitterness, almost like a hop bitterness, like you said before.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know if it's probably the hops messing around with that that sweet malt profile, and I'm really liking it because it's kind of giving me the impression, I've said this a few times during this tournament, is like a lemony type of citrus, and I think it has a lot going for it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a beautiful beer. Appearance wise, I'm probably might be alone on this one, but I think appearance I'm going to go with so far just going with A.
Well, I mean, yeah, we have both glasses in front of us, and I can see both beers. We haven't really delved into the appearance on B, but I actually prefer B because it has a little more haze to it.
Yeah.
That's actually, it has a, yeah, the haziness on it is what's attracting me for beer B.
So you're right, you're alone.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised. What I'm digging about the appearance on A is that it's very vibrant and very kind of bright.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And,
oh, yeah. It's a beautiful beer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, both of them are great.
So let's go in for the aroma. Well, a little bit more of the aroma.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll smell this beer all day. I don't care.
Anything on the on a final note on the aroma that you guys want to touch on before we taste?
I'm actually getting a lot more lemon this time around than the last time. I remember you guys have always talked
it's
about
kind of like a lemon peel, yeah. Like a lemon rind almost. Like
right.
It's not. Yeah, it's.
I
it's.
I
like
it was
that.
Difficult for me to pick that up before, but I'm getting it.
All right. Well, I'm ready to drink if you guys are.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Cheers.
Sláinte.
That's scary. Cheersing right over the equipment.
Little harsher than normal. Little bit. I got like, maybe it's just because it's the morning and I haven't had enough sips of it yet, but.
Yeah, it is pretty early.
Yeah.
But that's really good. That's really good.
I'm definitely tasting the lemon rind.
Yeah. Yeah, I am too.
There's a more pronounced bitterness, mm-hmm. I think, than before.
That's probably what it was, I think, is initially that I got on that first sip was a really kind of a nice waft of bitterness, and it was like, wow, I wasn't expecting that.
But as you drink, though, it's smoothing out.
Yeah, it settled down on the second sip, and I started to get more of that lemon peel, and it's, yeah. What about the funkiness? Are you guys getting a lot of it?
I do in the back end. I'm getting more of the lemon in the front.
Yeah, I'm getting more of a citrusy, bitter taste up front.
It's reminding me of what we had in Opal the couple times we had it. A little bit. Not as hoppy, but it's kind of...
Opal was a little bit... the hop was way more pronounced. This
yeah.
one, I'm getting a lot more of the I don't want to say wheat, but it's that weedy kind of flavor.
Yeah. Well, I think Opal, the first round, was real pronounced hoppy bitterness. I think in the second round is when it kind of was a little less hoppy and was why kind of we confused it with Tank 7 a couple times. Because, yeah, it's doing a little bit of that same thing for me. But, yeah, it's not as funky, not as – I got more of the Belgian yeast character on the aroma than I'm doing – than I'm getting on the smell. Or, I mean, on the taste, excuse me.
I'm getting the Belgian on the taste. It's there for me. It's not overwhelmed by the hop at all.
Yeah, it's still really solid. I'm getting a lot of the citrus, a lot of the sweet, the malty character. It's got a really nice malt backbone.
Has a distinct sharpness to it, though.
It really does.
I remember I used that word to describe a beer earlier in the tournament, but and I don't think it was this one.
I was about to say, I can't recall which beer you used that term, but sharp, I do remember hearing you say that. And this beer does have a real sharp.
I think it was a Loma Land, actually.
It might have been.
Was it?
Yeah.
I can't recall from the life of me at this point, but, this beer does have a
little kick to it right up front there.
Yeah, it really does.
A little bit. But I really like the way it finishes. It's nice. It's light. It's refreshing. It's everything you could want in a Saison.
Well, all right. I'm going to go ahead and rinse my palate and go in for the appearance and aroma on B. I think that's we're ready for that, right, guys?
Absolutely.
Very much so.
Okay, so we didn't really get into too much of the appearance on them. I just compared the two just because I like to get ahead of myself sometimes. But what are you guys seeing so far on the appearance?
Well, it's definitely way hazier. You can't really see through it, even in the light. But that's actually why I think Chris and I were talking about it earlier. That's why I like the appearance more of B than A. It just looks, I don't know, it just looks pretty.
It looks traditional, you know? It looks like there's some funk sitting in there, you know? It looks like it's fresh off the barnyard. But it does have very good carbonation on it. It's got a nice foamy head.
I think some of the carbonation
pretty similar.
I think some of the carbonation gets lost because it's such a hazy beer.
Right.
But if you look clearly at it close up, you can see that it is a very active carbonated beer. It just kind of, like I said, it's so hazy that you kind of really can't tell, and it almost looks flat. But it's if you look closely at it, you can tell it's really not.
I mean, you can tell by the head it's not flat too.
Yeah, it's same color head basically. Really a pure white pillowy head. I think it's a beautiful beer. I liked A's appearance a little better because it seemed more vibrant. But this one is also a beautiful beer to stare at.
Yeah, like you said, I think the haziness is masking the activity that's going on inside this glass.
Yeah.
We didn't get too much into SRM in the first one, but I'd say that the beer B, we're looking at, what, four?
Yeah,
tops
probably
in SRM there.
I'd say four or five at the absolute most. Yeah. Both of these are on the lighter side.
Beer A's got just a little bit deeper color. I'd say
five or six.
If B's a four, then A's a five.
Yeah. The haziness is where you can definitely tell the difference in these two appearances. The appearances of both of these beers, obviously. But, yeah, the SRM's not far off. I think wherever A is, just add one number to B. That's where I think it is. So how about the aroma?
On the aroma, I'm getting pretty straightforward funk for me.
Yeah.
It's pretty much just saying, hey, that's
yeah,
what that
it's
is.
Like 70s funk, like
it's funky.
It's like Little Richard funk.
Funky. it's thinking more of like a Bootsy Collins.
Bootsy Collins.
A great description, but it doesn't say anything.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. Say like really hardcore Saison fans kind of know what we're talking about. But for those of you out there that are not as familiar with the style, what we mean by funk, and we've explained this a couple times, it's kind of like a really musty barnyard flavor that you're getting from the Brettanomyces. It's a wild yeast strain that is used in this beer.
You know what? It smells like a brand new leather boot. In a good way, though. Straightforward with the funk. I'm not getting too much citrus, if any, on the aroma on that. What about you guys? Are you getting anything else other than funk and farmhouse?
It's got a little bit of a tartness to it.
Yeah.
Almost like a sour, but not quite. It's not sour, but it definitely has a tartness to it.
I get like a kind of a sweet fruitiness, very, very muted kind of fruit. It's very, very small, but I do get it, and it's playing nicely with that funkiness.
Yeah, I agree. Like a pear or an apple, some type of fruit. I think we used those descriptors before, actually, for this beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I put my nose to the beer, I don't get that tart, but when I put it in the beer, I get a lot of tart.
Well, all right, I'm ready to taste. This is the last time we're going to be cheersing in this this tournament, but it's been worth it.
It's bittersweet, guys.
It's been fun,
bittersweet.
Boys.
Cheers.
Sláinte.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. Nice kind of a real nice kind of a funkiness to it. Got a little bit of that fruitiness that I was getting, like a pear. Really great mouthfeel. The mouthfeel's really doing it for me.
And it has a little tartness, kicks right at the beginning, which goes into like a bitterness which fades into this funky, weedy finish that's just outstanding.
Well, Chris, I would be inclined to agree with you, but I don't think it's a little tart. For me, that's a lot tart.
Really?
Yeah, I'm getting a lot.
Not in a bad way.
Overbearing. But I'm getting it's very, very present.
Okay. Comparatively to BRA, yes.
Oh, yeah.
But
yes.
Comparatively to, like, a sour beer.
Oh, no.
It's intentionally soured. It's,
I'm just limiting this to the beer.
See, that's why I use, like, I typically, when describing beers of that style, I typically use, like, to me, tart is different than sour. Mm-hmm. I guess in a sense they're kind of the similar thing, but when a beer's tart for me, it's very mild and I can deal with it. When a beer's like mouth puckering, I usually call it sour, and it can work, sometimes it can't.
Tart is sour light.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So I get a small tartness out of this beer, but I really love the mouthfeel on it, and I'm getting a nice complexity in it that it's finishing very complex. Yeah, it's complex. Very complex. I'm getting a nice crisp, weedy kind of a finish, but there's this nice amount of funk in there. Definitely a different take on the style than Tank 7.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a like an Americanized version of a traditional Saison, but it does have a lot of those traditional qualities to it as well, which is what really draws me to it.
Yeah. Yeah. It just, like I said, there's two simple things that aren't unique to this style, but this beer is really doing it for me right now. Is first of all, the mouth feels excellent, and the second thing is the complexity and the layers of flavor that are in this beer are awesome.
Yeah, the beer evolves on every sip. Like, it goes from one thing to another. It's a transforming beer.
Well, I've had B. I left myself with a good amount of both. I'm going to go back to A and rinse my palate first, and then so that way we can kind of see what they're doing now.
And getting into the opinion of the beers, I'm not saying I have a winner, but this is a little more easy than I was expecting it to be, because I already have one that I have. I already favor one over the other.
Okay. Yeah, well, I think it's clear that for people listening out there that we kind of tend to favor one of these beers just based on what the way we're. Obviously, you can't see our body language, but you can hear the tone of our voice and what we're saying. So, I mean, we don't like to patronize. And it's clear, I think we both know, or all three of us know, what these beers are. Mm-hmm. We've had them enough times now.
Yeah. If we didn't know what these beers are by now, then we're probably not qualified to do this.
Yeah. So it's not like, and as we've said, these are two different takes on the style. So, yeah, we've had these enough times. We kind of can know and guess. There's still a slight possibility we could be wrong, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But I don't see it. But, yeah, no, I kind of am favoring one over the other, but obviously going to give both of them their fair shake. So that's kind of why I want to go back. We usually do that anyway.
This is the final episode. I don't want this to be rushed at all. Mm-mm. And going back and forth, you never know, you know?
Yeah.
The beer can change.
I actually went back to A right now, and I like it better than I did originally.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I'm right there with you.
It seems a little sweeter to me, but I like it better.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, while we're kind of doing this, and there's a little bit of, open time or, no commentary on the beers while we're kind of tasting and smelling and all that stuff. Isn't this an awesome location?
I really dig it. It has this old town kind of feel to it. It's a nice brick interior.
Yeah,
we've got posters of Pliny the Elder, not the beer, the actual mythic, what is it, Roman?
Yes.
Figure on the wall. A nice sign that says a vote against prohibition that's painted on red brick that I put a photo of on my Instagram. Really like follow me at the Christopher Martin.
Yeah.
My favorite would have to be the one that's actually not displayed right now. It's sitting kind of behind a post, but it's a sign with Homer Simpson on it. So that one's my favorite so far.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful location. I mean, this is my first time being here, and I can tell you right now, it's not going to be my last. Mm-hmm. I love the architecture in here. I love the old rustic red brick feel with the hardwood floors. I just think this building is laid out really nice. I like the lighting. The chandeliers look really old-fashioned. And it's just a really, really kick-ass location. I think it's perfect for what we're doing right now.
Yeah, and the place is perfect, too. It's in downtown.
Yeah, it's downtown Covina. So the atmosphere outside is nice as well. And I just am very grateful that we were able to be here to do this. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm very grateful they opened the doors to let us record in here. Mm-hmm. And then we're actually going to have an entire episode dedicated to just the venue for you guys, which will be awesome. So you get a nice in-depth feel for this place.
Yeah. All right, so back to these Saisons. Have you guys gone back to A?
Yes,
I've gone back to A and back to B, and I did appreciate A a lot more going back to it after trying B, and then I went back to B after trying A for the second time, and it gained steam more than it had the first time as well.
Exactly. I think that when Beer B was in the semifinals in the last round, I was a difficult episode for me, and I was like, God, I don't know which way I'm leaning. It's going to be a toss-up. It's very close. And then when I went back to it, and I was like, oh, nope, there it is. It's just solidified. Mm-hmm. And I think it might be doing the same thing again.
Well, now I'm going back and forth. One is definitely overtaking the other. And not just not my opinion of it, but the fact that it's overshadowing it in its flavor. It's taking over.
I mean, Beer A is just a beautiful, beautiful beer right
it
now
is.
For me. Mm-hmm. It's
it is.
Got this sweetness to it, that bubblegum sweetness from the Belgian yeast.
Yep.
And the hop, that bitterness that I was tasting originally is just completely gone now. I don't get that at all, really. It's just this nice, sweet, easy-to-drink beer.
Yes.
And then I go back to B, and the complexity and it's almost picking up like a bad word, but almost like a smoky character. And I don't know why, but it is, and it's playing really well. It's when I just taste it again, and it's just, I don't know, something in the background is reminding me of
like a Rausch?
No, not like a Rausch. It's just very, very, very subtle, and I don't think this beer is supposed to have any kind of smoke character in it. Mm-hmm. It's just something that's
clicking in
probably in my mind
like
more
a
than
repressed
anything.
Memory.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I did the same thing. I went back to A, and that hop, that like bitterness that we were getting out of it, whether it be hop or like a lemon rind bitter, it's gone.
Oh yeah,
it's real sweet
gone.
Now.
It's real sweet.
It's actually softer and easier to drink now than it was before.
And I don't know if it's B, but it has a tartness that I wasn't picking up before. It's more tart, I should say. But
that might just be the beer. I think it's the residual beer that you have on your palate from B. Because yeah,
I'm complimenting it.
That's good. Yeah, because I'm getting a small tartness still out of B. To me, B is not changing really. It's just getting. It is a little bit. It's evolving, but it's not losing anything.
No,
A
not
is
at all.
Evolving, but I'm not sure if I'm enjoying it as much.
I'm out of beer. How about you guys?
I'm not
I'm
there
getting
yet.
Really close.
Holy crap. You are out of beer.
These beer, that's just what we've seen a lot with this tournament is that these beers are so easy to drink and they're so inviting that I tend to forget how much of them I'm drinking, and I look down really quickly and go, oh, wow, no, I don't have any left.
And it's not like we're drinking full pints of these beers.
No.
We've got, what, 6-8 ounces tops of these beers in our taste boxes here.
I would be surprised if it was more than four.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
I think, well, it depends. Obviously, you know, all of our glasses match the ones we've got, but I've got a different set than Steven, right. And Steven has a different set than me, and the same thing with Chris. So
yeah.
You might have had a little more than me, but I honestly would be shocked if I had more than 4 or 5 ounces.
I think me and Chris's glasses are the same. It just his has logos on it.
No, his are a little different than yours.
Yeah, they're a slightly different style.
Oh, yeah, you know what? They are, and they're a little thicker.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yes.
Okay, well, where are you guys at? Obviously, Steven, you said you were favoring one over another. I think I have a winner. What about you, Chris?
I'm pretty close, but this is a lot harder than I thought it would be.
Yeah, and by no means do I mean rush.
Yeah.
You know, take all the time you need. That's cool. I think I'm there.
I mean, I had a preemptive favorite. I think we all had preemptive favorites going into this. But the way that Prairie just kind of steamrolled in the last round against Opal, which was our favorite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Going into it, Opal was all, like, at least me and Chris's favorite, but his dark horse was Prairie. And I thought Prairie would do well. I did not think it would go this far, especially if it went up against Opal. I thought Opal would have taken it handedly, but that wasn't the case.
Everybody was going for that. Even most of the fans, they were talking about that in Tank 7. But you know what? The first time I had Opal, it was good, but it didn't blow me away. I think I mentioned that.
Yes. Yeah.
But thinking that, I thought this would be a lot closer or a lot easier decision for me.
Yeah, if it blew Opal away, it would blow Tank 7. But
it's really not, guys. This is tough because, again, we have conflicting styles. You have the sweet, easy-to-drink, not very complex Saison against this complex beast that might not be for everyone's taste.
Probably. Yeah, yeah.
I think it would have been an interesting match. I think it would have made it pretty hard would be Tank 7 and Opal.
Yeah.
Those beers are so similar. I kind of wish that we had them side by side at some point in the tournament.
Yeah.
Just so we could pinpoint the differences between them. Because I had a really hard time.
We would have to analyze them. Like,
I had a really hard time differentiating them.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have we said that on any given tournament, if the matchups had been different, the two finalists would probably not be the same. or the winner would probably have been different. I mean, this is all a tale of matchups.
Right.
And it's been that way since the beginning, and it's been that way in every tournament. And, it, you know, sometimes people don't, you know, a beer wins that people don't think should have won, or you know, vice versa. And it's all about matchups and our palates. Obviously, these are us. This is us drinking these beers. Mm. And this is what we get from them. So, like, we always are very welcoming to have guests join us. And and we always invite, you know, listeners, if you're out there, we give you guys a heads up on what beers are in the finals. And you guys can do them along with us. Just have a friend pour the beers for you so you can't see them. And that way you kind of know, hey, this is what I'm getting. And I see why they're getting that. Or those guys are nuts. Whatever. But it's more fun that way.
And we are very active on our social media channels, be it Facebook, Instagram, Untappd. We always post what we're doing and what's going on with the show. So if you guys have an opinion, please let us know. Interact with us. We're not shy.
All right. Well, like I said, my card's already on the table. I've already slid my card down, and we picked unanimously, so that way there's no indeed added pressure for anybody to pick any one beer. I've got a card from Chris, and I've got a card from myself. Steven is just rendering some final decisions, and he'll be sliding his card in momentarily.
I just finished Maybe. A. Well, I'm going to have to. I just finished one of them.
Well, Chris, you said before we started recording that it wasn't going to be a unanimous pick. Are you sticking with that?
No.
You think it's going to be unanimous?
I have a funny feeling.
Okay.
The way that people were talking on the episode, I thought that one of us would lean a different direction. But
yeah.
It doesn't seem to have gone that way, but I could be pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
This sucks. I have no more beer. All right.
I usually do this like if I'm really as torn as you appear to be, Steven, I usually do this like a Band-Aid. I usually just do it real quick, like 1, 2, 3, go, and then like throw my card down. It's like the one that leaves that lasting memory. It's like, all right, just go. But that works for me.
Hey,
that
this shows you just how hard this final matchup is, though, because he just finished both glasses like side by side, and he still doesn't know which one he likes better.
Yeah. This worked out to be a great matchup.
There are certain things I really liked about one, and there are certain things I really like. Well, obviously, I mean, we all like them both, but it's really hard to discern what you like more.
This is probably the ideal final matchup.
Probably.
I was hoping it would be a little easier than this, but I told you guys off air this is going to be difficult.
I've mentioned this before, because I'm it's local, semi-local, or the most local in, you know, one of the most local beers in the tournament. Plus, because I'm a fanboy, I really would have liked to have seen Opal make it to this stage, but you know what? It didn't break that way for it, so I'm okay with that. You know, I would rather keep this honest and keep the integrity up than favor one beer over another.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we sent our pick to win home, and hey, now we find ourselves here with Tank 7 and Prairie.
And it's not the final I would have predicted going in.
No, me neither. We did have a listener that follows us very closely on Facebook that when we first announced the lineup, he predicted Tank 7 to go all the way. So
his name is Kevin
Hens?
Kevin. We'll call him Kevin H. I'm not sure how to pronounce your last name. Kevin, I'm sorry, but
yeah.
We want to give you a shout-out because, yeah, you did predict Tank 7 to go all the way to the finals.
He's one pick away from potentially realizing his pick. So I've got all the cards. Steven has slid his card in. So I'm predictions, you guys?
Go.
You guys want to do predictions?
On the beers?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of anticlimactic. We know what these beers are. Beer A is Tank 7 from Boulevard. Beer B is Prairie.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and third that. So here's tally the cards. I have one B. I have one A.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. And the winner, by majority decision, B.
I had a feeling.
You know what? When you asked me if I thought that this would be unanimous, I originally said no, because I thought Steven was going to be on A. And then throughout the episode, he seemed to be enjoying B more, and yet his final decision was A.
It must have been just that lasting impression that he got.
Yeah.
There was, the more and more I drank, the more... A had this sweetness that I was really, really enjoying that B wasn't presenting to me.
It's true. That's
B
true.
Did develop when I went back to A after B. A had a really, really pronounced sweetness that I know you tend to lean towards sweeter beers
like
normally.
It.
So, yeah, well, B is your winner and champion. So
and, you know, it deserves. I mean, both of them were great.
So. Yeah, no, they
I'm
both
not,
deserve their place. They definitely both deserve to be here, and they either one of these I would have been totally fine with them calling them a champ. So,
oh, yeah.
Let's see the reveal. And we were correct.
We were correct.
Okay, so A is Tank 7 and B is Prairie. So we want to give a special congratulations to Prairie Artisan Ales and Prairie Ale for winning the Saison de Beer Geek tournament, having the best Saison, at least in the eight that we judged on. Congrats, guys. And that's, you guys make a really killer Saison.
Outstanding, yeah. Outstanding really Saison. Good. Every time I see it on the shelf, I'm picking it up now.
Yeah. Anytime you want to send us some, you know, go for it. I won't send it back.
I won't send it back. Well, that's has been a great tournament. We had an awesome location to do this. We want to send a special thanks to Bread and Barley, and we would like to remind you guys to stay tuned because we will actually be featuring a full-length episode dedicated just to Bread and Barley, in which we were going to have a member of their staff on with us to discuss the menu, the tap list, the history of this building, and just judged on, or based on what we're seeing in here, it's probably got a really cool history because this building looks really awesome, really old, and probably these walls have a lot of stories. So
can't wait to hear him.
Me neither. As we said, Prairie Artisan is your champion in the Saison de Beer Geek tournament. It's been a really awesome tournament. Yeah. Another one is in the books, so I'd say stay tuned
one
for
of the
details.
Ones we've done.
Yeah.
This has
definitely
been a lot of fun.
And you know what? As most of our tournaments seem like they fly by really quickly. This one actually feels like it feels like it's been some time since the first episode.
A little bit.
But I'm glad it doesn't seem like it flew by. I like that.
But we have another tournament in the works.
We do.
If I'm wrong, right?
Yes, we do. We are looking to be doing a session IPA tournament. We did kind of want to go away from doing another double IPA tournament for a third year in a row, albeit that would have been a lot of fun. We just kind of want to turn things over and shake it up a little bit, and then I think you guys, obviously, session IPAs are sweeping the land. There's enough of them that we can put together a really cool tournament. So that's what's in the works. I'd say stay tuned for details on that. It'll be within the next few months, and then we're obviously going to still be releasing full-length episodes until then. So look for the one on Bread and Barley, and then we just want to thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
To all our international listeners, once again, thanks to you guys as well.
Again, a congratulations to Boulevard Tank 7 for making it this far, and a special congratulations to Prairie Artisan Ales, Prairie Ale, for
taking
being our grand champion
in
the Saison de Beer Geek tournament.
All right, we'll see you guys in a couple weeks for the Bread and Barley episode, and cheers.